Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Kansas, a man is convicted after tracking his ex through Snapchat and killing her. In Florida, a 15-year-old cold case is solved after DNA is found on a fork.
What?
And an enraged wife stabs her husband because he forgot to pick up the beer. Mm-hmm. These stories and more are coming at you today, Thursday, June 6th. On Real Life, Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton, and it's Thirsty Thursday.
And not only is it Thirsty Thursday, but June 6th is also
D-Day.
D-Day.
What? Wow, a bunch of heroes.
1944.
You know, so for Memorial Day, when I was that was the first day that I was sick. But every Memorial Day, usually I cook, but I didn't that time because I was sick. But I will always sit there and watch the same war movies I've seen over and over. You know, The Longest Day about
D-Day. Oh, that was a great
Band of Brothers. And
Band of Brothers. I love it.
All heroes, and so many of them over there buried in the cemeteries.
Yeah. And you know, we pre-record these, y'all, so this is actually the day before. But today I'm actually going to the World War II Museum in New Orleans with my son.
Have you been?
I have been. It's been many years. Yeah, I haven't been with my son, though, yet.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I need to take WL to that.
You know, he don't ask me to do a whole lot, and he asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, I don't care what I got going on. Right, I'm going.
Right, that's awesome. So, the greatest generation, right?
Yeah.
Man, it was so freaking amazing. That is one of the places – I don't know. I think it's one of the only museums I've ever really been to, and you couldn't get it all in one day.
100%. And, you know, my grandfather retired from the Navy. I mean, he was in the Navy for 30-plus years, and his service record I actually have, and it opens up. It's the way they had him back in the day was it was like a – you know, it opens up, you just pull it out, and it keeps going and going. Right. And he served on every aircraft carrier known to man during that time.
That's crazy.
many bronze stars and and all these sorts of things. Real man, leader of men.
They say it's the greatest generation, you know, and they were all kids.
Yeah.
Even the captains and the majors and shit were fucking in their early 20s. You know, the Higgins boats, the landing craft, they were made in New Orleans.
Yes, I did know that.
So, wow, that's...
Could you imagine that? They dropped that thing down.
And you're being shot. And they're shooting the boat the whole time and
run.
Being shot. And,
yeah.
And so many of them never made it off the boats.
That's right. So shout out to all of those.
Let's get down some true crime time for Thursday, June the 6th, D-Day.
And we are going to start out in Kansas. And a Kansas man has been convicted and sentenced to life in prison after the killing of his ex-wife in Nebraska while tracking her on a Snapchat.
I'm glad I never got that shit.
Yeah, Haldrick Scott was found guilty of first-degree murder more than a year after the disappearance of his ex, Carrie Allen, who was 43. Allen vanished in November of 2022, and Scott was initially charged with kidnapping. Police later determined that Scott tracked her location on Snapchat and drove from Topeka, Kansas, to her home in Omaha, Nebraska, where he then waited until she arrived before shooting her. Prosecutors had argued that Allen had been on a date at a restaurant when Scott tracked her location. It's the typical thing with regard to domestic violence cases of control. And if I don't have control or if I can't have you, no one will. Right. That from the Douglas County District Attorney. Scott fled the country and was eventually arrested in Woody's stomping ground of Belize.
Yes.
How about that?
I love my Belize. Yeah.
Fled to Belize, and Allen's body was found in a shallow grave. According to her obituary, Allen had one teenage son from a previous marriage, and Scott was sentenced to life in prison plus 45 to 60 years.
So basically a death sentence.
Yeah.
And, wow, that's crazy. Divorce.
Snapchat app and, you know, all these apps nowadays make it just easier for these people when they have bad intentions.
There's a side of that social media shit that does that, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And again, I never even had a Snapchat, but, you know, like divorce, y'all, don't kill them. And I'm going to tell you another story. Divorce should have been the option here, too. So a 44-year-old woman attacked her husband with the decorative object because he came home without beer on Christmas Eve. And y'all want to know what the decorative object was?
What?
A ceramic squirrel.
Oh, there you go. That's one to hit you with. But so, I get it. He bring no beer home, would he?
So a 44-year-old woman beat and stabbed her husband with a ceramic squirrel on Christmas Eve because she was furious that he came home without the beer. Now, her 41-year-old husband had gone out to buy some beer late that evening, but due to the shops being shut for Christmas, he came home empty-handed.
Mm.
Oh, shit. Don't want to do that. Well, when he did, she lost her Jesus, right? She was enraged by the lack of alcohol. And her name was Helen Ann Williams, who's originally from South Carolina. She attacked her husband and as he was making a sandwich.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's the best time.
Tears into it, right?
Paying attention to that sandwich. He ain't worried about nothing.
So anyway, he's making a sandwich. She starts hitting him over the head with the decorative squirrel. And then she stabbed him in the chest.
Oh.
Now, what do you do when your wife does that? You get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Right? Use his oldest fence known to man, and you run. So he does, and he escaped to a neighbor's home, and he called 911. And the local sheriff's office said deputies found a man covered with blood when they arrived at the house in North Charleston in the early hours of Christmas Day. Now, Miss Williams claimed that the man had cut himself falling over, but she couldn't explain why her hands and clothes were also bloody. Right? She was arrested and is now in jail, charged with criminal domestic violence, and her husband was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. I don't even like those little fucking ceramic things anyway.
Yeah.
You never expect to get beat to death by a squirrel.
Yeah.
A ceramic squirrel. Well, he lived, but hey, bring home the beer.
Bring home the beer. And look, you stop and count to 10, folks, when you're pissed.
I mean, really?
That ain't worth it.
Going to jail.
All that over beer.
I stabbed him with a ceramic squirrel.
Yeah.
Is he in a break? I wonder what kind of beer she drank. I hadn't, as of this taping.
It sounds like a Bush beer drinker.
Yeah, right. or Natty Light. Yeah.
Natty Light. Yeah.
I never pre-record, but I hadn't had a beer in 8 days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a record.
There is a record. I couldn't tell you last time. Years has been.
Well, I can't say the same.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I think it was.
There you have it.
About 2 days.
Stab you with a ceramic squirrel.
Yeah.
Get your beer.
Well, we're going to go to Massachusetts, and this is a way more horrible story. A Massachusetts teenager was killed by her stepfather in an apparent murder-suicide. Oh, man. Chief of Police James Cogan said on Thursday that an unnamed 16-year-old girl and her stepfather, who is Juliano Santana, they were found dead of apparent gunshot wounds in Santana's vehicle. Authorities said the suspect was walking home from school when she was abducted by her stepfather and killed in a nearby parking lot. Police said that Santana then killed himself. Authorities were able to locate Santana by contacting his probation officer, who was able to find his location through GPS monitoring device he had placed on him because of a pending case. That case also involved Santana's stepdaughter, who reported in 2021 that he sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions. At that time, Santana was arrested and arraigned on 6 counts of aggravated rape of a child. He had conditions that he be placed on a GPS monitoring device and that he stay away from and have no contact with the victim and that he have no unsupervised contact with anyone under 18, police said. Santana's stepdaughter had also had an active restraining order against him, and the investigation remains ongoing.
That's crazy, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, if he kills himself, just kill yourself, man.
Just kill yourself.
Why take this poor girl out? She obviously had been through enough. She was 16.
Right. And this reminds me of a little Courtney LeBlanc, Gerard Bordelon. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's just an awful result to what was obviously an awful situation with piece of shit.
That poor baby, right? On Saturday, a security officer at the mall reported a suspicious black Dodge Ram pickup driving up and down the parking lot rows, but it never pulled into a parking space. All right? This according to the Humble Police Department. That's where Sydney used to live. The officer said that the vehicle was moving from one parking lot to another, which prompted him to call the Humble Police Department, his canine officer, who was assigned to the mall for extra patrol. Billy Amy.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Mall cop. Paul
Ward. Right. So that officer, the canine officer, watched the vehicle drive around the parking lot until it left. Well, that's pretty suspicious, right? Then shout out for the guy walking. They're cruising to do whatever they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
So after the suspicious vehicle left the parking lot, the officer trailed them and stopped them on the roadway. And while the truck was pulling over, the officer said they saw the people inside the vehicle leaning toward their feet like they were trying to hide something. Oh, that used to happen to me all the time. So the officer said the driver hit the curb while not paying attention and reaching for something while he was pulling over. Now, during the investigation, the officers discovered 3 of the 4 people inside the pickup had handguns, and 2 of them 16 years old. Jeez. Right? And Humble's a pretty affluent area.
Yeah.
Investigators said they also found nearly 100 rounds of ammo inside the truck, and they also found a surplus of new and used loose rubber gloves, multiple bandanas tied into face coverings, and screwdrivers. Now, what do you think they were doing? They were going
to
hit cars.
Yeah, they were up to not good.
Humble Police Department made note that their See Something, Say Something initiative helped aid in the rest of the suspects. So, the the mall security guard sees them, and they teach them to look for shit like that, right? I mean, you're cruising up and down. You're not attempting to park him. Well, they're looking for Mercedes or Beamers or something that they can hit, and thank God they stopped him, and thank God nobody got killed.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the arm to the teeth, mask, rubber gloves, screwdrivers. You know, screwdrivers you put in the window, and you pop that thing one time, and it shatters the window.
Yeah.
And you snatch and grab.
Yeah, and they even make the little I've seen where if you go into a lake or something, you can take this it almost looks like a pen.
I used to carry one on duty. It was on the end of a knife, but only law enforcement was supposed to have it. It's like a pen tip, but almost like a bullet tip, and you hit that on glass, and it's made to shatter safety glass.
Yeah, yeah. So up to no good.
Up to no good, but thank God. They didn't ruin anybody's day or kill anybody.
Well, you say it all the time. You see something, say something.
Yeah. And that's true for y'all, especially in the world we live in today.
Right. And that a lot of times people just let those, they'll see something kind of suspicious and they don't really say anything.
Well, then somebody else gets hurt for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You're not bothering the cops if you call 911. And even
that's
if
what they do.
They pull this person over and it's legit, that person doesn't mind if they're not doing anything wrong. Like, hey, sorry, officer. I mean, yeah, I hit the curb, got nothing here. Now you pull them over and you find fucking masks and guns and ammunition and, burglary tools and all that. Well, good for them.
Yeah, very good.
See something, say something.
Well, we're going into Florida, and look, we talk a lot about the advancements of DNA, and one of the more recent advancements in DNA is touch DNA.
Yeah, right.
You know, touch DNA's come a long way. If you're not familiar with it, it used to be back in the early times of DNA, you need to have like hair strands.
It was
like
91 was when they first were proven in court. And
DNA
just didn't get automatically the nod to be the shit.
Right.
Because you had defense attorneys that they would use it. It was a great technology that came out, but they had to get, the experts had to get there, and the judge had to test or decide that, you know what, this is legit.
Yeah.
But it was in its infancy stages. Touch DNA wasn't even thought of.
No, then. No.
It had to be blood or hair or something like that.
Exactly. And as the years have progressed and technology's progressed, now they can actually get your DNA profile from essentially touching a surface.
Right.
The oils in your fingertips, for example, they'll go onto an object, and that oil in your fingertips has your DNA profile on it.
Let me say something real quick. The fingerprint back in the day, that was the first thing for DNA. And everybody, I've responded, a house been burglarized, and they're like, oh, I want you to print this and print that. Well, it has to be a non-porous surface, right, for those oils to leave the fingerprints. So you have to have so many identifiable ridges in the fingerprint, right?
Yeah.
Touch DNA, you don't have that. So when we go in, I'd work burglaries and armed robberies and shit. I would watch where the people touched the counters and would swab that for DNA and got it. Successful prosecutions off of that.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So DNA is a shit.
Absolutely. And it actually solved a cold case in this story I'm about to tell you.
Love solved cold cases.
A Florida man was indicted in New York in the 15-year-old cold case murder of his uncle after investigators matched the DNA on a plastic fork he threw away at the crime scene. Anthony Scalisi, 41, was indicted by a grand jury and arraigned on second-degree murder. In 2009, Scalisi's uncle was found stabbed to death in his Queens home, and the case remained unsolved until February when his DNA was matched to the utensil in Florida with the help of public genealogy databases. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that has really come
familiar DNA
into the fold with solving these cold cases, this genealogy stuff, familiar DNA.
And that came after my time.
His uncle had been stabbed 16 times and was beaten with a shovel before he died. The DA, Melinda Katz, said it's the first time a homicide suspect was identified and arrested in New York City with the help of public genealogy databases. I formed a cold case unit to bring closure to grieving families and seek justice on behalf of the victims, the DA said. This case is an example of perseverance and determination of the investigators on this and every cold case, and highlights a successful partnership formed between my office and the NYPD cold case squad. Defendants should not be able to evade justice no matter how much time has passed. Yep. Scalisi has pled not guilty to the charge, of course. They're always going to plead not guilty.
I got to plead guilty to
Then worse, a plea worse. Bargaining starts and all that. He's expected to be back in court on July 8th. Another cold case.
I remember when DNA, I mean, it's like, I think it was like 90 or 91 when they first used it, and then it became more prevalent. Well, fuck.
OJ Simpson case blew it. The
labs weren't even set up, like Louisiana State Police Crime Lab, the largest in the state, wasn't even set up to run it. And then now they, one good thing Bobby Jindal did, the governor, he allocated a bunch of funds for these new scientists to come in, because I had a murder case in DNA's, take it in with a rush letter from the sheriff or whatever, take it into the crime lab. You have a certain date, you go turn your shit in and give it to them. This is a murder case. 6 months, bro, on a rush letter. And now they're knocking it out. The familiar DNA, love it. Touch DNA. I just love DNA, period. And these fucking douchebags that, like, Anthony Burns walked around for 19 fucking years thinking he'd got away from murder of Courtney Coco, right? Yeah. And he did. Yeah. He had 18, 19 Christmases she didn't have, you know, and that's he's right. still breathing.
Yeah.
So fuck them.
Well, DNA has brought that to the, you know, and you mentioned the fact of the time that it took back in the day to get this DNA back. And a lot of it wasn't necessarily the time that it took to look at DNA and match it to something. Right. It was, there's only one or two people in there.
Right.
That's and the
right.
backlog and was ridiculous. And now ridiculous. You're getting
it from everybody.
Yes.
And so
they have bigger stats.
They address that. And as they address it over the years, the DNA testing has got more advanced and easier. Right. But DNA don't lie. You know what? And then DNA exonerates people too.
Absolutely. So, there's been, we've covered many of those on Bloody Angola.
Y'all go listen to Bloody Angola. Jim's been carrying it for last month or so, but it's always interesting. All right, let me go to Florida. And why is it always in Florida? And a Florida dad is arrested after grabbing a 10-year-old boy by the neck, choking him during a water gun dispute with his son.
Mm-mm.
You can't make this shit up. Police took Robert Sandy Marku, 60 fucking years old, into custody after he was accused of grabbing the child by the neck and shaking him to the point that he impeded the boy's breathing. Authorities say the child was known to the suspect and had been playing it with his 8-year-old son at the time. This incident occurred around 6 p.m. on Monday at the Gwen Margolis Park in Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, about 20 miles north of Miami. Now, the 10-year-old boy's father called the police to report the incident after his son told him what happened. And according to the police report, the victim's father said his son was playing with water guns at the park with another child. And the other child's father, Marku, grabbed the boy by the neck, impeding in his breathing and restricting his airway and shaking him around while still gripping his neck. God. What the fuck, bro? Well, there were two kids basically playing like children do at one of our parks. And at some point, they became involved in some type of altercation. Child's between each other. Nothing violent to our knowledge at that time. And one of the parents of one of the children decided to intervene and take matters into his own hands. Literally, the kid's throat, right? He went ahead and approached the other child and proceeded to choke this child and violently choked him, causing the child to be extremely fearful and crying and very upset. There was also cell phone video evidence. Jim says you're always on camera somewhere. Cell phone video evidence of the attack the police were grateful to have. The video helped us make the arrest. We couldn't have asked for a better video. Officers noted that the child had red marks and scratches on his neck. And according to authorities, Marku provided a statement as he was being placed in a marked patrol unit. And guess what? Later on, he's like, fuck that. I was just kidding. They redacted the statement. But they took him into custody. Now, the two boys had an ongoing childhood beef and had gotten into another argument on Monday before Marku intervened. And Marku has been arrested on a slew of charges, blah, blah, blah. And he's been ordered to stay at least 15 feet away from the victim at all times.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's ridiculous.
Right? You know, he'd got a fucking beat down. He's 60 years old, got an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old, whatever it is, and he's going to choke that kid out.
the kid stuff lately with these child abuse. You know, we covered one on the last episode that was obviously disgusting, but
I mean, you know how easy it is to break that bone in your neck. He's lucky he didn't kill that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's lucky that the kid's dead. He didn't kill him. I mean, that takes some fucking restraint to call the police because, well, I would always had a gun on me.
Oh, yeah.
He probably would have sprung a leak.
Or several leaks.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I don't know, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's awful. Well, I don't have one much better for you. A 34-year-old man in Pennsylvania faces charges after throwing a toddler and killing a dog over the weekend.
There you go.
So the Altoona Police Department responded to an apartment in reference to a possible assault. A witness parked outside the complex and saw Brian Garcia through his window holding the child and repeatedly striking it before throwing the child into a pack and play. The witness claimed they yelled at Garcia to stop harming the child, and Garcia exited the room and returned with the victim's mother, who then took the child away. Police found the, you ready for this?
Yep.
18-month-old child with red marks on its cheek, back, and forehead. And the toddler also had fingerprint marks on its face and was transported to the hospital. During a search of the apartment, police located a deceased Chihuahua. According to the officers, the dog and the child were often together in the pack and play, including the night of the incident. A security guard at the apartment complex told officials Garcia and the child's mother went outside with the deceased dog while the toddler kept crying inside the apartment. Upon further investigation, police determined Garcia threw the child into the pack and play with such force that it killed the dog.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Killed the dog. 18-month-old.
That hard. Garcia told police he struck his toddler as punishment after he hit the dog, and Garcia tried to save the Chihuahua after finding the pet unresponsive. How nice of him.
Right.
While speaking with police, Garcia was holding the dog's lifeless body. Officials arrested Garcia on charges of aggravated assault and a bunch of other shit. He was booked into jail.
Unreal.
And those are the kind of people.
Unreal.
You know, they just don't need to be walking this earth.
They deserve to breathe.
My opinion.
A defenseless 18-month-old.
Yeah, you throw it, the baby, so hard that it hits the dog and kills the dog.
You think 18 months old, you probably, say you're 7 at birth, and probably 20 pounds maybe. But, I mean, that is stupid. The Real Life, Real Crime original babysitter, when that boy, that's a fucked up story. Y'all go listen to that. Something like this, and what he did to get that 18-month-old to stop crying. And
yeah, I mean, we talk about it a lot on these episodes. But some people just don't need to be parents.
Oh, I know.
But I mean,
and then how do you say who does?
And you can't.
So my daughter got to come in, and I was sick at AF, and my wife and my other daughter. But anyway, she came in from San Diego. She's like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be granddaddy for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been going to San Diego a lot.
Grandpa Woody.
Yeah, crazy, crazy times. But I stayed away from him because I was sick, but I sat in the room and got to watch my presents. And I got a shirt that said, "The best dads get promoted to grandpa." It made me cry.
Right. Hell yeah. Man, that's good stuff right there.
Made me cry now. Well, let's go back to Houston. All right. Now, this is certainly a murder, no doubt about it, but a little bit different. And they had an alligator in Houston. Houston's got marshes around it.
It's good.
Kind of swamp stuff. People don't often think about that. It's one of the largest cities in the United States, but it's got a whole lot of water surrounding it.
Yeah.
So in Horsepin Bayou, they found an alligator, and they had a woman inside of her.
Oh, my God.
Right? So Houston homicide detectives are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in the jaws of an alligator. It happened in the Clear Lake area, and on Wednesday, a day after the discovery, Houston 11 News obtained the police dispatch audio from the moments the officers made the gruesome discovery. The alligator and the woman's body were found in Horsepin Bayou. Police said, still too early to rule out foul play. So maybe the alligator didn't eat her, right?
Yeah.
Help her in the body. Alligator got to eat, too. So a small bouquet was placed on the bridge that crosses over the bayou, and it's the only remaining sign that something terrible happened there. God bless the lady who lost her life. God is by her side. That's what the handwritten message says on the bouquet. Police said the woman's husband, there we go, reported her missing Tuesday morning. He told them she had been gone since 7:30 p.m. on Monday when she went on a walk and never came home. Now, the first audio recording from the police was taken just after 7:30 a.m. Tuesday when the police were out at the bayou searching for her. They eventually found her about an hour later, and her remains were in the jaws of an alligator. And that's when officers called for backup in the form of a high-powered rifle, right? So officers ultimately killed the gator, and a dive team recovered the woman's remains. Now, it's up to the police to determine exactly what happened. Let's talk about for 1 second. Gators, y'all, when they, it was a gator attack and they eat you, it's not like it's in the movies. They'll hit you and they'll get you in their mouth and they take you down till they drown you and they store you and they come back and eat off of you, underneath trees and jams or whatever. So it's not like a shark hitting. They go and get you, take you down to your lifeless and hide you. So, but it's kind of questionable, right? This dude, I mean, she goes, leaves on Monday. You don't call till Tuesday.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So, one of the questions investigators are trying to answer is if the gator attacked and killed the woman or she was already dead. Y'all, that's why they have to kill gators in cases like this and cut them open for evidence. And it's a homicide investigation, potential homicide investigation.
Yeah.
Police said they're waiting on the autopsy results to determine how she died before they jump to conclusions. And so I guess they'll figure it out and old husband be on the hot seat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gators, you know, if your wife left the day before to go walking,
she
never came home.
Yeah, she was gone an hour. I'd be like,
it's not fucking funny. But I mean, like,
right. I mean, you're not going to wait.
You're going to call the next morning. I don't know.
Yeah, something's wrong there. Something for sure.
Fishy.
And them gators don't play.
Yeah,
gator. You're down about too. That.
I like to eat fried gator, but I ain't trying to eat one that ate somebody.
That's right. Got a little today in true crime history, and when big deals that everybody's familiar with have hit the dates that we're dropping, I like to bring those up. And look, it's June 6th, and on 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy was shot and mortally wounded by Sirhan Sirhan in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles after winning California's Democratic presidential primary.
Right.
That was crazy because his brother died, you know, just a couple years before that.
Yep.
And then the, you know, Senator Robert Kennedy.
They shot him in the
head. Well, yeah, he was killed. Yeah. Right. And so just a horrible time in history, the mid to late 60s with the Kennedy family. And they had a lot of tragedy in that family. And John F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert, what's his name, lift the car and chip paddock, whatever, and that girl drowned.
Yeah.
And then
JFK Jr. in the airplane crash.
That's right. He died, and then I think somebody else died, too. I was fascinated by that family, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just the history of that family. And, of course, Robert F. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is actually running for president as an independent.
And he would have won.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the attorney general before that and everything, but obviously.
Oh, right. Robert Kennedy was a beast.
He didn't play.
He did not play.
John didn't play either.
Yeah.
You know, that's during the time of civil rights and everything, which is, you know, naturally they're still going on, but it was first coming to the forefront. And to kill him was such a, I mean, the one, probably one of the greatest presidents we had since Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
You know, Kennedy gets assassinated and his brother.
In the middle of 400 people in a dining room.
Yeah.
I mean, in a kitchen, actually, when they were bringing him to the back to go somewhere else, tragedy, total tragedy.
Absolutely.
And of course, we mentioned earlier, but it is D-Day, and that occurred in 1944. And just real quick on D-Day, 160,000 Allied soldiers land in Normandy, France. The World War II invasion of Normandy established a new major front against the Germans in the West and helped Soviet forces facing the bulk of German troops in the East. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say if it wasn't for D-Day, you know, that war would have drug on a lot longer.
Forever. And, yeah. And they did all the diversions. And first time the, other than in Italy, this first time the airborne units had been used.
Yeah.
And bunch of trial and error. They did all the diversions, even dropping paratrooper dummies way up north of the beaches where the D-Day was done. There's so much done. And greatest generation, bunch of kids.
That's it.
Went in and dying for their country.
Yep.
It's crazy. And so many, and all the ones, and I watched it. I told you this already, but I watched the old timers now talking about it, and every single one of them says, we're not the heroes. The heroes are the ones who never came home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Very well said. Yeah. Well, any final thoughts, Woody?
I don't know. Thankful to be back. Thankful for all each and every one of y'all. And just bless.
That's it. That's it. Well, thank you. I am thankful as well.
Right.
And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And we're your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.